Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Once we get past Sunday, guys, it's official. The offseason has started. We'll be counting down to the combine and all the offseason activities, and then, of course, the draft. So things get always interesting in the offseason. But it's already kind of started for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
So he puts out a statement and requests a trade. Now, I know he was in New Orleans yesterday. I actually played some of that sound on my show where he talked to, I think, Rich Eisen about this whole situation, Baldy, and look, he sounds like he's got a clear head. He understands what this is, and he's trying to go about it the right way. But I think when people say, all right, well, why does Myles Garrett want out? Let's start there. Why does he want out?
Well, I think he's just looking at the organization. He's looking at – I know that they were in the playoffs, you know, just last year. But I think he's looking at the organization going, is this where I want to spend – the prime years of my career. He's just put up his fourth straight year of 14-plus sacks. Nobody's ever done that before. He's unique. And, you know, he wants that chance. He wants that chance that, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles are giving their players, Lane Johnson. He wants that chance that Kansas City is giving their players. He wants that chance to have a chance to compete. He knows that, you know, I mean, they got kind of lucky with Joe Flacco getting him off the couch last year. But he knows they're not going anywhere without a proven quarterback, one that can consistently win. And they haven't been able to produce that. And so he's just looking around going, I'm right in my prime. Do I want to – like, I love Cleveland. They've been good to me. They've treated me well. But maybe it's time to go find some other place where I have a chance to play in January and maybe in February and have a chance for championships. And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to him for.
It's interesting because he said yesterday that he called LeBron James to pick his brain a little bit about, you know, these kinds of situations. Obviously, there's probably nobody better or that has done it more, you know, as a professional athlete in recent time and executed it and handled it as better, you know, than LeBron. But I thought that was interesting because he said, I wanted to talk to him about Cleveland and being from Ohio and then, you know, this transition. Look, I like Myles Garrett a lot. I've known him, you know, since his days at A&M. He's a tremendous player. And the thing is, Baldy, it's going to cost some team at least two first-round picks, right, to get him, at least. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, he's the reigning defensive player of the year. And who knows, he might win it again this year. We won't know until tonight, I guess, at the honors party.
That's right.
But, you know, he's got that next to his name. It's going to be expensive. It's going to be costly. But we have seen teams do that for coaches. We have seen teams do that for wide receivers. We have seen it do – teams have done that in the past. I've looked at this year's draft coming out. I mean, maybe Abdul Carter is going to be some great player. Nobody knows. But we're getting Myles Garrett healthy in the prime of his career. And so it just takes one team. But I would imagine more than one team is going to make the phone call to see what it would take to pry Myles Garrett, you know, free and you know, from that situation. And maybe, who knows, maybe Cleveland decide. I don't know what they're going to decide here. I really don't. But if I was Cleveland, I would let him go. But I also would listen to what some team has to offer as well.
I know some of our folks who watch this podcast, and we thank you guys. Make sure you check us out in the Huddle Pod. You can watch us live on YouTube and check out the podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. You may think two first rounds for you know, Myles Garrett is a lot. Just to put it in context, Jalen Ramsey in 2019 when Ramsey was traded, two first. Laremy Tunzel, two first. Khalil Mack, two first. So that's the going rate when you start talking about this level of player. And Baldy, I think Myles Garrett's better than those guys at this point in his career when you start talking about, you know, where he's at. Jamal Adams was traded for two firsts. So that's kind of the precursor to, hey, how do we go about this and what's this going to cost? I do want to add one other thing about the Myles Garrett deal potentially, and that is if they do this before June 1st, there's a huge cap number attached to this for the Browns. So it's almost better if they wait, but then I think they may lose leverage because the timing of it. Yes. So, you know, we're talking about 36.
If they're going to do it, Carl, they got to do it before the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know, but the probably associated is crazy.
Probably even before free agency starts, you know, I mean, maybe in conjunction with free agency, but I believe that, you know, there's some, I've been to Mobile, I've been to the Senior Bowl. There's some very good defensive line talent in this draft. You know, you saw what the Rams did with Jared Verse last year. He might be the defensive rookie of the year this year. He's a very good prospect. They got him, you know, somewhere in the 20s. You know, Myles Garrett, though, is, you know, he's just that proven guy. So if somebody wants to, if they feel they're a Myles Garrett away from making a run in the playoffs or from building a championship-level defense, and he would be a cornerstone, then there's going to be some interest out there.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Yeah, look, Garrett, you said it, reigning defensive player of the year. Watt, Parsons, Crosby, we love all these dudes, right? Hutchinson's coming back. They're all great edge guys, but Myles Garrett is going to command a lot. It's in the huddle, guys. Let's talk about what's going on with the Rams before we get into some Super Bowl conversation, and that's Cooper Kupp. So they're going to move him or are they going to keep him?
Well, he's an expensive piece. You know, and really, you know, when Puka Nacua came in last year, as a rookie, and kind of supplanted him. They had their go-to guy, and he's been that guy. Now, Cooper is still a very good player, but he has missed a lot of time since he won the Triple Crown 3 years ago. Yards, catches, touchdowns, and they won the Super Bowl. He's missed a lot of time with injuries, and they probably just don't feel like $20 million is something that they're willing to pay right now. We saw DeMarcus Robinson step up for him this year. We saw Tutu Atwell at times step up. And so I just don't feel like they want to put those kind of resources into the wide receiver position. Do they want to lose him? No way. But at the same time, you know, there is an economics to this whole game right here, and that's what it's about right now. If they could get him at a cheaper price, I'm sure they would put that offer to Cooper out there, knowing what kind of person, what kind of contributor he has been. But at the same time, I'm sure Cooper doesn't want to just give up money for the home team right now. So There's a lot at stake right here, but I think at the end of the day, I'm not sure anybody's willing to pay $20 million for Cooper Kupp right now, and so they might end up just releasing him and you know, and just saving the money that way.
I'm actually more curious to see if Matthew Stafford is back, because to me that's a bigger question. I mean, listen, I love Cooper Kupp too. Like you're right. But if Stafford's not there, that to me is the void that you're going to have to fill. I'm sure Sean McVay has a plan, but Stafford has already said, "I want to come back." And now people are trying to link him, Baldy, to the Raiders. You know, they have him going all these different places because they don't feel like he may be back with L.A. Do you feel like he'll be back there?
I do. We all watched him in the snow against Philadelphia when the season ended, but he certainly made his share of throws in that game in that weather where you go, why wouldn't he come back? I mean, we saw him play a great game that day and have a very good season and get the Rams to the playoffs for, you know, another straight, third straight year with him. Like, I just feel like he still can play at a very high level. And I think the Rams will continue to build their offensive line and strengthen it. I thought the center played really well this year in Bo Limmer. And so, I mean, if I was Matt Stafford, I'd want to come back and I'd want to play for Sean McVay. Does Sean McVay want Matt Stafford back? I don't think he wants anybody else but Matt Stafford. And that's without being inside the walls with Les Snead and Sean McVay and, you know, the brass there with the Rams. But I feel like he's going to be back for another year.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.